Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And hope your Super Bowl was good and you had a little bit of goodies off your grill or your smoker that you served your friends. I heard, Bob, that this was the number one chicken wing event of the year every year. Something, I don't know, it was millions of pounds of chicken wings were going to be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. And I avoided that. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What'd you cook, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop. I just can't disagree with that at all, because I'll go right into what I was going to save this segment for. I took your recipe that I had you repeat for me a couple times and then did it from memory, because you wouldn't call me back the last time I called you.
Yeah, it was a brand new iPhone, was having all kinds of problems getting it up and running. And okay. I saw your text 2 days later.
Okay. Well, anyway, so a couple weeks ago, Jop talked about a buffalo chicken dip, and it sounded so good. And I stopped at your house and saw it on your smoker.
Right.
And it looked so good, too, that I thought, okay, I'm going to give that a shot. I had three parties to go to.
Okay.
So
being the popular guy you are.
Yes, right. People just want free food brought.
Right.
So I made up, I smoked six big, beautiful chicken breasts that I picked up at Sobey. Uh-huh. And they turned out great. I did them on my Cajun. I literally just put garlic, salt, and lemon pepper on them. And they were just beautiful. They swelled up beautiful and just puffed up gorgeous. Brought them about 168 at the bone. And then just let them cool off. And, oh, my gosh. I had, of course, cut into one right off the bat because it smelled so good.
Yep.
Just simple.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, Jop has this recipe. I'm making a posting right now because I chronologed the whole thing with photographs.
Okay.
So you have some good pictures to show the whole thing going around, and then even the final product with a beautiful girl holding it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a relative. It was the last party I went to.
Okay.
So anyway, it's just a fantastic recipe. It's the cream cheese and all this and chicken. I did a little different than maybe you might have told me to, and the way all the other recipes said. But give it a try, because I got to this last, the big party I was going to, and it was at Greg Brown's barn. You know, Greg's the guy that gave us the tasty deer treats. And the actual author of that recipe was there. Okay. Greg never really told us. anyway, but there was another buffalo chicken dip there, and it was the typical one you see everywhere, where it's a creamy yellow mixture and you just dip in it.
Right.
And there's some chicken. It's mostly yellow stuff. So, and that one was pretty good. I made mine a little on the mild side. I could only find one of those bottles of buffalo dip sauce that you showed me. So I got another one that's from Meijer, and it was actually a really nice compliment using the two together, blending them. But, yeah, so that was it. If you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys, and it is the Valentine's Day show, actually. We're going to get you ready for Valentine's Day, and we've got all sorts of cool, easy things for you to make a romantic Valentine's date at your home. Because, let's face it, if you don't have reservations already, you probably aren't going to get them.
Right.
You might, but it won't be at the place you want to go. And if you don't have to drop a couple $100 and you can spend that on a present, you're the winner.
Right.
You're the winner. And we're going to tell you why. But go to thegrillingguys.com and check out different recipes. You're going to see Jop's buffalo chicken dip recipe there. And it'll be my version of it, because I don't know his version. But we'll get those notes from him.
I think you're pretty much there. Yeah, it's no big deal.
I wanted to thank you also. For Christmas, you got me this Wusthof mincing knife.
Right.
And I'm going to fess up on air. When you got it for me, I looked at it and go, I will never use that.
Right.
It was a nice thought, and I know how hard you and I struggle trying to figure out what to get the guy who has every knife and grill and
right.
dish and pot and pan and thermopan. And I saw that, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, and I do mince things. I've got my own way of doing it. I use it all the time. All the time, because it's just like a little bit bigger version of my Ulu knife. And then actually just the other night, I used it for herbs, which
right.
was really
what
cool.
it's supposed to be for. Right.
And it works so
and it's
stinking
got a little
awesome.
Cutting board that's cupped
yeah,
a
it's,
little bit.
It's, you're
so
like doing it in a
the
bowl.
Knife.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I have to confess, as long as we're talking about that, is this is not regifted, but I got one too. And that's where the idea came from.
Oh.
Is I got one for Christmas, and I'm like, wow, I bet Bob would like one of those. So I went out and found it. Bought it for you and wrapped
it's
it up.
It's a beautiful blade.
Oh, yeah, super sharp.
Wusthof is just
right.
awesome.
Yep.
But
yep.
I wanted also to announce the Shivery results. We did not go again to Black Lake, which is too bad because I really miss going up to Black Lake, Michigan for the annual Sturgeon Festival thing they call Shivery.
Right.
And it actually, I think it finished around 9:15, so it went a little longer than sometimes it does. And they allowed 7 sturgeon to be taken. And I saw pictures of them, and I think the biggest one was about 45 inches long. And
well, that's not a huge one then, because when we were up there, there was pushing 6 feet.
Yeah.
The one that was in that you were kissing in that bar, I remember.
I think the alcohol was affecting your memory.
I think I got pictures.
I never kissed anyone in a bar.
Right. No, it wasn't a one. It was a fish. Yeah.
Yeah, Wanda.
A leathery sturgeon.
Sounds like a biker chick.
Yeah.
So did you do any grilling this week?
I did not. I apologize. I'm coughing a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
Still beating this flu. It took me down for 3 days, and then now it's just a lingering cough.
Do not drink any Coronas.
Right. Yeah, I don't want coronavirus. Although the lime will help fight the virus.
That's right.
That is. But anyway, no, you know what? I didn't do a lot of grilling this week. Got some coming up this weekend, just because today and tomorrow I'm going to be doing some stuff. I just got a hankering for a steak over charcoal. Haven't had one in like a month or two.
Oh, you got that big green egg.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be firing that up. The problem with that is you got to build such a small fire to not just cook the heck out of it.
Well, that's why
I
like my Cajun, because it's got the elevated coal bed.
Right.
And I can make a little bitty fire, bring it right up to the grates, and do 5 burgers or 3 steaks or whatever.
Right.
Or 20 steaks if I build a bigger fire.
Right.
But the more I use that thing, and it's been 7 or 8 years now, the more I just think, I think this is the ultimate grill for everybody, because I smoke brisket on it. I smoke butts on it when I have smaller loads.
Mm-hmm.
I can use it because my only other smoker other than that pellet smoker is my big trailer smoker. And, 2 bags of charcoal to fire that thing up.
Right. Yep. And the big green egg works. The only problem I have with it as a grill is as soon as you open the top to use it as a grill, it's sucking air like crazy and your coals get just smoking red hot. With the lump charcoal that we use.
Yeah.
And so, you build a fire off to one side and it's round and you just grill on the other side. But that's good for a steak or two. That's not good for 4 or 5 because, even I got the XL, it's still only about a 20-inch grill when you go across it, and it's hard to build a fire on one side of something like that. But anyway, it works, and it's my favorite way to do it. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend is fire up a Valentine's steak. I'm getting my practice in. Then next weekend when we have Valentine's Day, it'll be ready to go.
I haven't figured out the meal part. Every time I try and take her out for Valentine, it seems like it gets all convoluted. But we'll talk about that later,
yeah.
And I'll tell you what I got her. It's a surprise.
Yeah. Okay, coming up next, might do a little surf and turf for you. So stick with us. We'll be back.
You're in my heart.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan,
Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Yeah, this thing called love. We are talking about Valentine's Day. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, I am a big fan of spending a little extra time for the lady and preparing something for her rather than just going out and buying a meal. I just think it shows a little bit more of that I care and the love if I take time to put something together for her. I mentioned to you that we're going to be traveling. We're going to a hockey tournament next weekend for the Valentine's, so I'm going to do that kind of stuff this weekend. And one of the things that is always good to do is a beef fillet, right?
Right.
My favorite thing on a grill is a beautiful steak. I'll admit that a fillet is not my favorite cut, but so many people do it. So let's talk a little bit how you do that.
Well, I agree with you absolutely, and that's why we're going to talk about it, because it's one thing we agree on.
It's going to be a short show if that's all we're talking about.
No, we agree on a lot of things, obviously. We're talking each other into things all the time, I'm pretty sure is how that goes. But don't you think women, that's their favorite steak?
Well, it's tender. To me, it's not the most flavorful, but it's going to be very lean.
But it's really good.
Right. It's good. You're right. And then you can wrap a piece of bacon around it or do whatever you want.
We tend
to
like the fat on our steak a little bit.
Right.
It doesn't have any.
Well, it's got flavor. Fat is flavor in my world. But I get it. I mean, if the ladies don't want a piece of that in their mouth when they're taking a bite of steak, to me, it balances it out.
Right.
But most people just like that lean cut.
You know, I worked for Carrier, and every year we have a dealer meeting in Michigan, and this year it'll be just like it was the last few years in Plymouth, Michigan, at St. John's. It's an old abbey. It's posh. It's gorgeous. So last year they fed 400 of us within an hour the most, I'm telling you, beautiful tenderloin I've ever had. It was gorgeous. I'd love to get in that kitchen and see how they did it, because it was like a magic trick. It's a huge place, but still, you know as well as anybody, to deliver a few hundred meals at once and have it hot and beautiful and fresh is a real trick.
Sure.
I have a feeling that they roasted them. I don't know, but in a really hot oven is what I'm thinking.
I see.
Because there were no grill marks on it. It didn't look like it was fried. And it was drop-dead gorgeous. It was a nice thick cut. And just perfect. A little pink inside, as pink as I would want it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also asked you how you wanted it.
Right. Oh, really?
So for that many people.
Wow.
So when you're talking about a fillet, we're talking about a piece of tenderloin.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the size of a tennis ball around, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a baseball.
Yeah, real close.
That little piece. And usually it's an inch and a half, 2 inch sitting tall on the plate.
Yep.
Right? There's many restaurants that do these as their signature dish. Ruth's Chris comes to mind. They always serve it with crackling butter. But to me, I like a little grill mark on it, but this is a steak that I'd like to put some grill marks on it either after I get it to temperature or before, and do the sear first and then finish it in a hot oven to get it to temperature.
You know what? Yeah.
I feel like it gets overdone on the two sides that I grill it. the first quarter inch on the top and bottom, if I'm putting marks on both sides, before the center gets done because it's so thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, it's just a hot grill. Do your 10 and 2 to get a nice grid mark on it. Maybe do it on the other side as well, but you don't have to. You're only looking at one side when you
eat
it.
Well, now if you have, like, my Thermador range has an infrared broiler.
Okay.
These nice steakhouses use infrared cookers, and they cook the steak from the top, and then they flip it over and cook it again from the top.
Uh-huh.
And that might be what they were doing at St. John's. And then you wouldn't get your grill marks, but on a tenderloin, and if I'm doing it inside, I really don't care about grill marks. I do grill marks on so many things.
Sure.
I'm not deplete.
Right. Yep. So either way, the point there is that with this being a 2-inch tall steak, you can't cook it to doneness in the center by applying all the heat on the surface. I think you need to put it in an oven or under a broiler or someplace that's 450, 500 degrees to get it up to temperature, but monitor it. And again, remember, when you pull it out, it's going to continue to cook, right? So this is a piece where I would definitely recommend, if you've not done it a few times, to get your digital thermometer out and poke it in the side. I wouldn't go down through the top, but maybe poke it in the side and get to the center and see where your temperature is.
Well, you know, you could go to Garrett's and get a nice Thermador range for your wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for your wife for Valentine's Day. Yeah, right. I know that's what you did. Right.
So let's say you're going to use your broiler. Let's say the weather's really nasty and you've got a tough travel path to your grill, and it just makes it tough because a lot of people do.
Right.
Or they keep it in their garage or whatever. But if you have a good broiler, you could actually throw that in a pan, even like a cast iron pan, put them in your broiler, mm-hmm. and then set your oven rack for the height to get you the heat you want.
Right.
That's not a piece of meat you want to cook too quick.
Right. And you don't want to overcook it because it'll just, you know, a perfect medium rare for me might be medium for somebody else, but
right.
you shouldn't go beyond that.
Never.
And you're looking at the average market is going to get $16 to $19.99 a pound. A 1-pound filet is a big chunk of filet. They're usually like 8 to 12 ounces. So, you know, you're looking at a $15 piece of meat per serving.
I think a 12-ounce tenderloin is a pretty good size chunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So just be careful with that. Now, some people like a piece of bacon wrapped around it.
I do.
My experience with that is I've got to pre-cook the bacon a little bit before I wrap it around the steak. And, well, you put a little toothpick in there to hold it. And so you can't get it crispy, obviously, but I want to get some of the fat rendered off.
But I don't think the crispy is important.
Right.
Because most people don't care about it. And, like, if your wife is going to have it that way and she has to have crispy bacon, which my wife does, she can just peel it off.
Right.
You know,
and not eat the bacon.
What it does is it helps out with the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps that thing a little bit moister. So how about scallops? There's something that go perfectly with fillets.
Right.
And they're really easy to do, and you can do them in a grilling basket with a little garlic EVO.
Right.
Go to Old World and get some of that garlic EVO. Shake them up and put your favorite little seafood seasoning on. I used to just put salt, pepper, and thyme on scallops. And I'll tell you what, it makes for – my mouth's watering just thinking about it. Thyme on a scallop is better than in a bottle.
Yep. There's a song there somewhere, right? But, yeah, I'm not a big scallop fan. I've said this to you before that I find it tough to clean them. And the last thing I want is something crunchy. That I don't know if it's the sand or what's in them.
Maybe
but,
you're cooking in high heels.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Or at least my skirt's on, right? But the bottom line is that
– That's something I never want to see.
You never know.
Yeah.
Scallops to me are something that other people prepare better than I do. And I've had them pan fried in like a iron skillet,
mm-hmm.
real hot with some
probably the best way to do
brown
it,
butter
honestly.
On there,
yeah.
and they cook pretty quick.
I think you have to do it quick.
Yeah,
that's why I like the grilling basket because I can put them on a really hot fire, put some oil on them, wham, flip it over, wham, they're done.
Right,
a lot of wham in
there. But a great accompaniment
yeah.
to
that too
to that steak. But anyway, all right,
and it's not shrimp.
Right. So we just did the surf and turf. We're coming up next. Healthy, lush potatoes. Are you kidding me? Stick with us. We'll be back.
When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're talking Valentine's Day, Bob, and I'm a big proponent of cooking for my lady as opposed to taking her out. I'm a little bit of a snob that way. I think that a lot of things that I make are better than what I can buy out. There are certainly exceptions to that, but you and I fancy ourselves as pretty good cooks. And I just think that it's a little more heartfelt when I do it myself. So what we're going to try to do is give you some tips and techniques to you can cook for your lady and see if you can impress her a little bit rather than just taking her out.
Sure. We are being produced, like always, by Mr. Brian Fonger. And Mr. Fonger, when Jop keeps saying my lady, I get visions of Ron Burgundy. What do you get?
You're the one that looks like Ron Burgundy, not me.
That's actually a very good reference there. I like
it
that.
It is, yeah. Right.
Lady.
Yeah, right.
You do have the mustache like Ron Burgundy.
I do. I do.
Okay.
Not nearly as pungent as his, though. His
sure. Healthy, lush potatoes, my name. It's not my invention. It's my conversion, right? It's a recipe my wife came up with off, you know, Facebook probably. Because that's where she spends.
And you never follow a recipe; you make it your own. So,
well, I try. I read. I can read.
Every recipe you've ever seen is just a good start.
I use words.
Yeah.
So she got into. She tried once to try to make potatoes a little healthier. Put cauliflower in it, and it was actually really good. Mashed potatoes with cauliflower. I think I gave you some once.
Well, go ahead, but yeah. I've got a version of that we're actually doing right now.
Yeah, so what it's evolved into is the little butter potatoes, the little yellow-skinned. I buy Green Giant right from the market, and a full head of cauliflower. I'll take half of one of those five-pound bags, dump it in some boiling water. If there's some bigger ones, I'll cut those in half. And after they cook about 8 minutes, I'll put that cauliflower in. Now I'm going to core it out a little bit, and I'm going to cut it into about four quarters. And I'm going to put a lid on it and cook it for maybe 8 to 10 minutes. Doesn't take long after that. And then I'm just going to park it, let it finish off, and keep poking the vegetables till they're right where I want them. You know, at that point, you want to make sure that the stems of the cauliflower are finished. And then I'll drain the water off. And I'm not making gravy, so I don't have to save the water, but it's great water to use for something else if you need it. Then I'm going to get my hand masher out, and I'm just going to mash them. I'm going to put in some butter, some Parmesan, some coarse pepper, sea salt, and heavy cream.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, mash that up to the consistency you like. Now, I like finding little chunks of potato and cauliflower when I'm eating a mash. But if your lady wants it all smooth, you know, just get your mixer out and smooth it out.
Yep. So you know that I'm practicing this keto diet, right? And cauliflower is one of the best things that you can have. They have riced cauliflower and they make pizza crusts out of cauliflower now. Well,
it's science.
But what we've done is very close to what you just described, except I don't put the potatoes in because the potatoes are not on my keto, but the cauliflower is. So, and I take the stems off and just use the florets, and we'll boil those just like you said, just like you'd be boiling potatoes. When they're done, mash those, right? And the fats are okay on my keto diet, so the butter in there is good.
And the cream.
But instead of cream, I've taken a whole little block of that Borzen cheese, mm-hmm. which is it's seasoned. A garlicky, yep. Goat cheese,
yep.
But it's a garlicky seasoned cheese, and mash that in there as opposed to the cream, and I get a really nice garlic. And like you, I like it a little bit chunky. I don't want it creamy necessarily. So I'm beating it by hand and mixing that all in. And then at the end, you know, you just serve them like you would mashed potatoes. And they don't need anything on them. But guys, that is, if you want something healthy for your dinner date and you want something really different and tasty, I'm going to tell you that cauliflower almost tastes like potatoes after it's been boiled. And it's not a real strong flavor at all.
No.
It's really
especially
good.
With the cheese and the butter. I mean, it tames it down. And actually, cooked cauliflower is pretty tame anyway.
Right. And it's good for you.
Very good for you.
Really good for you. So that's a great side dish, super easy to do. And you'll be a hero. And they'll go, wow, what is that? But that Borzen cheese in my recipe, that Borzen cheese really sets it off because that's got a lot of flavor. And you're putting quite a bit of it in there, too.
You should try grilling those heads sometime.
Yep.
I've grilled it, and I've grilled broccoli.
That's where I was going.
But then you could mash it up, and I don't know.
Right. The broccoli doesn't – we tried steaming the broccoli, and you can't mash that up. It's too fibrous.
Yeah.
But the cauliflower works really, really well. So that's a cool side dish.
And, not something you want to eat before a colonoscopy is a
– I don't know. You're the guy that's had the recent photo session.
Okay,
me.
Let's get pretty on the side of the grill here.
Okay.
So what I really stink at is like really planning out a fancy display for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a lower priority. I've given it a higher priority in the last couple years. But I think that's something that you kind of shine at. So let's say you're going to do a tenderloin, maybe some scallops, and then these healthy, lush potatoes. What are you going to do with that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make sure that you've got a dark, you've got a white, right? And then you've got, what was the third ingredient? We had the potatoes. The scallops. The scallops are going to be a little creamy brown, right?
Yep.
So I might just I'm gonna put that on a white plate if I have one because then it's gonna look real stark, and your filet is gonna be a little darker, your potato or your cauliflower is gonna be pretty white, and then that scallop's gonna be somewhere in between, and I might take some balsamic reduction. We can get it from Old World Olive Company. You can reduce your own. You can buy it in the store already reduced, but that when you get balsamic reduction, it's gonna take it from a little tangy in the vinegar to a little bit on the sweeter side, right? And that makes a nice accompaniment. And I might just drizzle that around the plate, not on anything, but around the plate to pretty it up. You know, the thing that you can put a garnish on there, maybe like slice some radish to get a little color.
That's very good.
On there. But the thing that I've always just tried to remind people.
Always garnish with something you can actually eat,
right,
if you can.
Right, and the thing that I just want to remind everybody, when you're trying to impress somebody with a meal, you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and then your taste buds third. So if it looks appealing and then it smells appealing, it's going to be appealing, and that's why I've always tried to focus on making this pretty. Now, this is not an everyday thing, right? But if I'm making a Valentine's dinner, I'm going to try to think about, and the best place to do all of this is walk down the vegetable aisle.
Yeah.
Because everything is fresh. You can get yellow, orange, green and red peppers. They make great garnishes, and you can cut little pieces of it or whatever. I mean, but it's the color that you're looking at to make it appealing.
Organic carrots are really nice.
Absolutely.
But now you could also display all that stuff on the plate and then make up just a little pan of a Bernaise or a Hollandaise or anything like that and sort of make a little designer thing like they do in the fancy hoity-toity restaurants.
Right.
You know, really blow her away because, you know, the whole thing is to compliment – your lady.
Right. Yes, my lady. But, you know, the other thing is with that filet is you can put that and put some drawn butter on it and throw it under the broiler the last, 4 or 5 minutes that you're under there. And then you get that crackling hot butter on there and there's nothing better. The other thing I do on that filet is take some crumbled blue cheese and put it on there the last minute that it's under that broiler or on your grill just to melt that a little bit. It's pretty. And it's also a really good flavor. If you like blue cheese, you could use the boursin on there as well. Anything. All you're doing is just trying to get a little extra pop of flavor on top of that piece of meat.
So how about picking the right wine? That's kind of easy.
Well, it is. You know, if you're serving red meat, you're going to probably want red wine. You're serving seafood, fish, or chicken, you're probably going to want white wine. I mean, that's fundamental rule. Number one, but there's many, many varietals, as we talked about last week with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley. You know, there's a lot of different options there. But anyway, those are some ideas. Coming up next, you know what? Check and see what your girl likes, and we're going to talk about what to buy and what not to buy. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And I say yes, I feel wonderful tonight.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
On the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Been talking about Valentine's Day, Bob. You got a week to plan, guys. You know what? We're covering it this week so that you can next Friday, I believe, this is the 14th, and we're going to be I'm going to be on the road headed to a hockey tournament over the weekend, but Barbecue Bob, we've been talking about what you could make to help you guys out and make you look like the stars that you are in the girls' eyes. But I think one of the first things is, guys, whether you're in a new relationship like me that's only 4 or 5 months old, or if you've been in there for 30 years like Barbecue Bob, just take the time to understand what your lady likes, because that'll go miles as opposed to making something that you like.
Yeah, right? We're coming up on 39 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
39 years. I didn't think
she hasn't thrown me out.
Well, you know, after a while, it's just harder to get rid of something than it is
been married longer
and
been single.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's how it's supposed to be, actually.
Sure.
So what your girl likes, boy, is that the $54 question.
Right. Yep.
I nailed it this year. Now, I have an advantage. I have three daughters. So I have a committee that I can go to. And I learned after Christmas that I have to actually make the purchase
I
because
see.
I left it all up to one of them, and I didn't even know what she got.
Oh, so you got a surprise as she did, right?
As she showed me something a few days later, I go, oh, that's nice. What's that? She goes, you got it for me for Christmas. I was like, okay, that's not going to happen again.
Right.
So so you got to get involved and figure out, you know, we all like to spoil our wives or girlfriends. And there's plenty of things that you've gotten for her in the past that were just not hits.
Right.
So you know a lot of the things she doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have daughters, she does have girlfriends.
Right. Good tip.
And
good
girlfriends, tip. They talk about stuff they shouldn't. But one of the things that's good that they talk about is, you know, all these things that they want really bad.
Yep.
So you got a pipeline right there. But then I guess the other thing is just – make sure that you take enough time, and you've got still some time. You don't have to buy it online. There's lots of good brick and mortar stores
right
in your area that you can find that right thing. And maybe it's something that's a combination of things for a gift. Like maybe it's a basket with, you know, all sorts of little things that just you think she would really like, and then you put it in a nice pretty little basket or some kind of a container that she also needs.
Cool.
You know, like a suitcase or a purse or.
Ooh, buying purses. That's tough, man. That's a personal decision. That's
girlfriend will tell you.
Right.
And it's got to be the girlfriend that your wife or girl really admires.
Sure.
Can't be just any old girl. Can't be the one that you think is going to give you the best advice.
Yeah.
Has to be the one that, you know, knows her best.
Right. So, you know what? Another thing that's really cool is cooking dessert for your lady.
Yeah.
If you've got a chance to do that. And
doesn't have to be hard.
Nope. It really doesn't.
Don't get complicated.
Right.
I mean, you can if you have time.
You know what? I'm gonna start. There's a few of them here on the show plan, but a grilled piece of pineapple is super simple to do. And you can buy this in the can, the little rings.
Nothing wrong with it.
Right. And you put that on a hot grill, couple minutes on each side, you're going to get a nice grill mark on that. And that heat concentrates those sugars, and you get a little caramelization on the outside. And that is just a super simple, easy
now
to
is
do.
Where that
and a lump of ice cream on there.
Now is when that presentation really comes into play.
Right.
Old World Olive Company has a espresso-flavored balsamic.
Okay.
Now, if you made a reduction out of that espresso balsamic.
That sounds fancy, but it's not
because
all you got to do is boil it down in a fry pan.
Yes.
Let it evaporate a little bit.
Yep, and you can get that bottle. It's going to cost you $15, but you'll find all kinds of other things you'll like it on. Now, I would tell you to go to your supermarket and look for, in the produce department, where they have cored the pineapple
already for you.
And
yes.
And then you can pull it out and cut it into nice big thick steaks, cuz the canned stuff is kind of thin and
right. It's
canned pineapple. It's okay. It's not bad if that's all you can get. Cut it into nice big thick steaks. I'm going to also try and get some oil on each side and get oil on that grill before I set it on it, because it does tend to want to sugar up and stick just a little. You can't cook it very long.
Right.
And then you got to flip it. You got to break it loose, flip it, and then find a pretty little china plate to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And set that scoop of, like, the nicest Hudsonville vanilla ice cream you can scoop onto it right next to and barely kind of slightly overlapping that piece of pineapple.
Right.
And then drizzle that something.
Yep.
Chocolate even. Hershey's chocolate's fine.
Right, but that espresso balsamic is going to be good. Yep. All of those, really good, really good.
So here's one my wife really likes. She loves pound cake, so I'm going to probably go with a grilled, and again, you can slice it as thick as you want. Hey, you're splurging, right?
Right.
And, dude, it's so easy. You get the Sara Lee in the freezer.
Okay.
It's not complicated, and you slice it frozen. You literally throw it on the grill frozen. Now, I'm going to brush some butter EVO on each side, and I'm going to throw it on the grill, get some grill marks.
If you don't have EVO, you could use regular butter,
You could put butter on it.
Right,
yeah, absolutely, because it's pound cake. It's made with nothing but butter and sugar.
Right.
Right. So, matter of fact, you can probably grill it without anything. I haven't tried not putting it on. But then I'm going to get some sort of fruit compote. Now, if you look in your supermarket, you can find some really fancy little fruit compotes, pie filling.
Right, right.
The real nice ones. Don't get your big brand cheap stuff.
Right.
Get the really nice ones so there's a lot of pure fruit in there. And then you're going to...
Valentine's Day, I might recommend that you do cherry pie filling. And because it's nice and red.
Sure.
Again, it'll be pretty on
That's
the plate.
That's a great idea.
And, you know, you just open that can and put a little dollop on there for the spoon.
Or you can put it in a pan and heat it up a little bit so that you, when you put that on that hot cake, it stays nice and warm. And then, you, again, you set your nice cold scoop of Hudsonville vanilla. Not Ben and Jerry's.
Right, yeah.
Hudsonville. Okay, set it right next to it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drizzle anything on it, but you can.
Super simple, guys. You grilled the pound cake is all you did, and then you put the ice cream and that cherry pie filling.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Bob. If you put that in a little saucepan and
heat
that up, because it'll drizzle over better rather than sit there like
a
glob.
Well, not only that, but I'm thinking if you can heat it for a little while, if it has too much sauce, you're going to thicken it up a little more.
Right.
And you can even let it sit and cool off in the pan, and it'll dehydrate a bit. So it'll thicken up because you want it kind of like pudding when you put it on there. And now is the time for the Hershey's chocolate. Now you spread a little or Saunders or some nice little stuff. And you can do that even if you're a real man.
Yep, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Should ever hook up with his best friend's girl, no matter how hot she is. This is in effect while they are dating or together. If they're separated, refer to Law 3 for the proper way to handle the situation. Less guilt's involved when she comes on to you. So that's good Valentine's.
All sounds like a mess and nothing we want to deal with on Valentine's Day.
Well, you might be alone on Valentine's, so
you
might have somebody that dated one of your old friends, and
right.
It's okay. You got to wait 6 months.
That's rule three, huh? Yeah, that you have to refer to.
Yes.
Hey, one more grilled, a lot like the pound cake, but angel food cake is you can buy these. I wouldn't make one. I wouldn't mess around with that. I'd buy one. They're the round ones.
It's a sponge.
That, yeah. That
I think
looks
we used
like
to call it sponge cake.
Right, yeah. And you know, this one sits, it's round like in one of these bundt cake
and they're
things,
so
right?
light you can have a huge piece.
Right, yeah. But taking that and slicing a wedge off of that, because it usually comes in a circle, slice a wedge off of that and grill that as well. And then similarly, I like that one with a little bit of whipped cream. And you can buy the Cool Whip, man. It doesn't matter. You don't have to mess around whipping cream. If you can, that's great. Back to that and a little bit of strawberries on there. And that,
and you can leave the end right on the strawberry.
Right.
You don't have to cut it. Leave the end on it and just roll it over quickly to get a little bit black. Boy, does it give it a great flavor.
Yeah, right, on the grill. But anyway. All right, coming up next, we got a couple more desserts and maybe a little bit of flambé. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
so beautiful.
Back with some great Valentine's
you
qualities.
Are you are so beautiful. So beautiful.
You're special to me, brother.
You, why'd you have to ruin such a nice song?
I didn't ruin it. I didn't.
Did you?
But anyway, I just have a man crush. Is that small? Yeah. But anyway,
he's coming out on the air.
Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about everything you can grill for the Valentine's Day here, and let's not stop now. I'm gonna jump ahead. You've got a bananas flambé here. I'm gonna do banana for the easy guy. Okay, yeah, I've done this many times. Everybody's heard it, but this is a super simple dessert and it's really good, guys. Take a banana, cut it in half lengthways, not discs, but lengthways with the peel on it. Okay, you just want to run a knife right down through the middle of it, and you put the banana meat side down on a hot grill for about a minute. Then take your tongs, flip it over, and now you're cooking it on the peel side. And you're going to do about 3 or 4 more minutes on that peel side. And you'll know when it's done because you take your tongs and you do a little tug on the end of that banana peel, and you'll see the banana slide off the peel. It's done then. Take it off. I would leave the peel on it, but take it off, set it on a plate, drizzle it with caramel sauce, your basic ice cream caramel sauce.
Game over.
Super simple. Got some grill marks on that piece of banana with a little caramel.
Reminds me of another romantic song.
Right.
I'm going to write that one down.
Right. But
peeling.
Oh, yes. Right. Anyway, so there's my banana, but you've got
bananas flambé.
Okay, with the om, not
flambé.
The am.
Yeah. Somebody made this for me when I was in the service, and I was overseas somewhere, and I thought it was like the most exotic thing. I didn't know it was so common. Maybe it's not so common, but I think it comes from France, and I didn't know they had bananas in France.
Right.
Some Congo Republic they took over, shipped them up, I'm sure. Anyway, it's so simple. Again, you slice up your banana lengthways, cut it in half, and then cut that banana into like half again. So you cut a banana in half, and then slice it down the middle, and you have 4 quadrants, right?
Right.
And I would do a whole bunch of them because when you take a bite of it, you're going to want like 3 servings. And you take a little butter in a saucepan, heat it up, and then when it gets to bubbling really nice, pour in about 3 or 4 or 10 shots of Kahlua. And you can use the cheap coffee liqueur. You won't tell the difference. It's half the price. And warm that up a little bit and then get that bubbling and then lay those bananas in there for just like 30 seconds on each side.
Okay.
And they slightly cook. And what you have is a buttery, coffee, sugary banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
It never flambéed in your...
Well, you can actually put a shot of whatever your favorite high octane, like some vodka or something on it, and bring it out to the table flaming. But
right.
I just care for the flavor. I make it for myself.
Right.
I do not make it for my lady because she doesn't like it.
Okay.
Nothing with coffee in it.
Right. All right. Well, there you got it. We've ran you around the appetizers, the main dishes. And
we
a bunch
ruined
of dessert.
Our surprises.
Right. But hopefully you enjoyed a little bit of this show and took away a tip or two to make your Valentine's Day great with your lady. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each week. Be safe out there and enjoy your Valentine's. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.